Welcome, welcome. You are tuned into Ideologically Illogical, Illogical, Illogical. Welcome, my friends, to another very exciting episode of Ideologically Illogical. And today, as we mentioned in yesterday's podcast, we're going to talk about a breakthrough that's been discovered in ancient Sumeria, of some tablets that have been translated that is a game changer. So this is so exciting. I'm not going to do a huge leadway into it. This is the leadway, and we're going to go take care of this first scheduled break, and we're going to be right back to break down this great, exciting news about how this changes everything that they thought they knew. All right, guys, be right back. Okay, so we're back. And to break this down real quick, what these tablets revealed from ancient Sumeria was that they were polytheistic, not monotheistic. Now, anyone that's been listening to my podcast knows that this is a game changer. There's a whole different set of class, the way civilizations carry out between polytheism and monotheism, and that was a huge changeover, right? When they changed over at Anno Domini, a huge reset, and they switched everyone over from polytheism to monotheism. And so the legend went that there was monotheistic religions out there prior to, but this tablet confirms that even the Sumerians, which is the oldest living civilization with the languages and the written history recorded that we have, is showing that they also were polytheistic. And that goes along with everything else that we've been talking about that was here prior to the deluge of roughly 10,000 years ago. So with that being said, now we can make more realistic assumptions about why things were the way they were, as opposed to having to separate out one civilization from the rest, because we were assuming that they had a different belief system, when actuality, they were still on the old system and belief system as well. The whole world at once was polytheistic. It's amazing. So this is a huge breakthrough, and it totally crushes the Jewish narrative, and it just totally, and really, and for that matter, of any mainstream religion. So that's diehearted in certain roots, but they'll carry on, and no one's going to bat an eye at this new information, right? It won't make mainstream news, and it'll be, like I said, no one's going to bat an eye at it, because it really comes down to more than the science and the reality. Now these things are just established as belief systems in the general public sphere, and there's no changing that, right? It's become an ideology. And so that's what we study here at Ideologically Illogical, is other people's ideology, and not just from this time period and, people from around the globe, but from other time periods, and all of those people and from around the globe, because that's what we want to see and connect all the dots to see how we ended up here and where we're headed and why everything is happening the way it's happening. And that's why this is a huge game changer, because when everything was polytheistic, the rules were different. There was no ruling class, for one, right? But people were more, telepathic. And so when you're living in a telepathic world, there's no need for rulers because everyone is just is. And so if there was an alien introduction into the chemistry of the things that changed it from that way into a monotheistic way with a ruler class system. See, that's what changes with that. Then we have to look elsewhere and not at Sumeria. So, and again, they have to verify these tablets. We're just going on assumption at a first off glance that all of this is accurate. I shouldn't be leaping to conclusions until we get more verified evidence, but I'm going on the fact that the people that were presenting it were, reputable. And I'm sure we'll hear more about it. So, all right, guys, today's going to be a short one, a real short one. This really is just a quick note. I just wanted to drop this quick information about that because most of our podcast here at Ideologically Illogical do talk about the ancient ways when things were polytheistic. And those are the civilizations that we go looking into back during the times when places like Doggerwood existed and the water had receded so low that, you know, that's why there's pyramids off the coast of Japan and off the coast of other islands and, you know, that they don't talk about. Is because the waters had receded, and it's during that civilization that really was the beginnings of our civilization. It's just we have amnesia because of the deluge, and those that did have the information are keeping it from everyone else, right? And we all know about the burning of the libraries, and you may know about the famous one, but that's just the one, you know, the Library of Alexandria. That's just the famous one you've heard, but there was an even greater library in the golden age of Islam, right? And that one got burned down prior to, and they keep doing this stuff over and over again. And don't forget when the Europeans went and realized that there was all this huge population and civilization that was highly intelligent and highly industrialized living in the Americas, that they didn't know what to do. And what did they do? They had to destroy all of the history. That is why we have no real history other than the codexes. But the codexes were written by the Spaniards that were there to translate oral tradition to give to the Europeans. But basically that was already put there as disinformation from the get-go, right? Because if they really wanted the people to have the accurate information, they wouldn't have destroyed the real history that was already there in the libraries of the Mayans and the Aztecs. Hello, McFly. So think about that. Why would they destroy real history and come up with some bogus history called the codexes, and now that's what we're supposed to buy into? And again, it's like any good change up and switch up. It's probably 80% accurate with a 20% switcheroo. And that 20% switcheroo is what makes it a doozy. And that's how they can hide all the important stuff, because they leave the real main things in plain sight. Therefore, it's easy to do cover-ups. And if you understand anything about how governments work, that's pretty much what they do, because that's how they can hide the biggest of the big right in plain sight, because everything is still out in the open. And if anyone questions it, they call you a nutcase conspiracy theorist, right? And act like, well, how dare you? So that's where we're at. All right, guys. Polytheistic, right? The whole world at once. And so that's great news. And now we're going to revisit some of those old episodes and see if I don't think I was off on anything, actually. So even though this is great news for the mainstream academia, on this podcast, we've already been going on that conjecture that prior to the deluge, pretty much everything was polytheistic. I do believe there is an influx of a monotheistic society, I want to say it was off-world, that they came here and didn't understand the ways of the people that were here that were natural to this earth. And the people at that time tried to accommodate, and changes were made, and the alien race took advantage of that and has subjugated the natural race to this planet into slavery from that point on, which is why all history is being wiped off the face of the planet. Anyway, guys, if you want to learn more about that, then go ahead and check out the past podcast. If you like the music that's playing behind it, we've got the CD coming out soon. So stay in tune for that, and pun intended, and we'll get you the information so you can get that when it's finally released. All right, guys, Roger Dodger over out. See you tomorrow. Later, Gator.